Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, October 28th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New Living Translation and we're in the subsection of Scripture where we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Today we're in 1 Samuel chapter 10 where King Saul experiences the Holy Spirit. So we want to read through that today and be reminded of the Spirit's power and presence with his people. The title in my Bible says, Samuel anoints Saul as king. Then Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it over Saul's head. He kissed Saul and said, I'm doing this because the Lord has appointed you to be the ruler over Israel, his special possession. When you leave me today, you will see two men beside Rachel's tomb at Zelzah, on the border of Benjamin. They will tell you that the donkeys have been found and that your father has stopped worrying about them and is now worried about you. He is asking, have you seen my son? When you get to the oak of Tabor, you will see three men coming toward you who are on their way to worship God at Bethel. One will be bringing three young goats, another will have three loaves of bread, and the third will be carrying a wineskin full of wine. They will greet you and offer you two of the loaves, which you are to accept. When you arrive at Gibeah of God, where the garrison of the Philistines is located, you will meet a band of prophets coming down from the place of worship. They will be playing a harp, a tambourine, a flute, and a lyre, and they will be prophesying. At that time, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them. You will be changed into a different person. After these signs take place, do what must be done, for God is with you. Then go down to Gilgal ahead of me. I will join you there to sacrifice burnt offerings and peace offerings. You must wait for 7 days until I arrive and give you further instructions. Then the title is Samuel's Signs Are Fulfilled. As Saul turned and started to leave, God gave him a new heart, and all Samuel's signs were fulfilled that day. When Saul and his servant arrived at Gibeah, they saw a group of prophets coming down toward them. Then the Spirit of God came powerfully upon Saul, and he too began to prophesy. When those who knew Saul heard about it, they exclaimed, "What? Is even Saul a prophet? How did the son of Kish become a prophet?" And one of those standing there said, "Can anyone become a prophet, no matter who his father is?" So that is the origin of the saying, "Is even Saul a prophet?" When Saul had finished prophesying, he went up to the place of worship. "Where have you been?" Saul's uncle asked him and his servant. "We were looking for the donkeys," Saul replied, "but we couldn't find them. So we went to Samuel to ask him where they were." "Oh, and what did he say?" his uncle asked. "He told us that the donkeys had already been found," Saul replied. But Saul didn't tell his uncle what Samuel said about the kingdom. The title says, Saul is acclaimed king. Later, Samuel called all the people of Israel to meet before the Lord at Mizpah. And he said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, has declared. I brought you from Egypt and rescued you from the Egyptians and all the nations that were oppressing you. But though I have rescued you from your misery and distress, you have rejected your God today and have said, 'No, we want a king instead.' Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by tribes and clans." So Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel before the Lord, and the tribe of Benjamin was chosen by lot. Then he brought each family of the tribe of Benjamin before the Lord, and the family of Machirites was chosen. And finally, Saul, son of Kish, was chosen from among them. But when they looked for him, he had disappeared. So they asked the Lord, "Where is he?" And the Lord replied, "He is hiding among the baggage." So they found him and brought him out, and he stood head and shoulders above anyone else. Then Samuel said to all the people, "This is the man the Lord has chosen as your king. No one in all Israel is like him." And all the people shouted, "Long live the king." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. So here in 1 Samuel chapter 10, the Spirit of God is working in a transformative way in Saul's life. First of all, the prophet Samuel comes and anoints Saul with oil. And this is a picture of the Spirit coming onto him. He is being anointed as king. And he gives some instructions to Saul. Samuel says, you're going to see three signs. Do you remember what they were? First, he's going to encounter two men at Rachel's tomb, and they're going to tell him, oh, the donkeys have been found. We didn't read that story, but that's why Saul is out and about. He's looking for his father's donkeys. And then Samuel tells him, you're going to meet three men going to worship, and that you're going to then go with them, and you're going to encounter a group of prophets who are coming down from worship. Do you remember what happens when all these three signs come to pass that Samuel, through the Spirit, tells Saul about? Well, he begins to prophesy, Saul does, with, let's look back at verse 10. It says, the Spirit of God came powerfully upon Saul, and he too began to prophesy. And when everyone around saw it, they were confused. They were like, can anybody be a prophet? And this is just confirmation that the Spirit can come on anybody the Spirit chooses to indwell. And what I love is the little nugget in verse 9. One of the things that the Spirit can do for us is the Spirit can give us a new heart. Let's read it again. As Saul turned and started to leave, God gave him a new heart. And all Samuel's signs were fulfilled that day. As we think of the fruit of the Spirit, which is most difficult for you? Is it love or joy or peace? Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control? Believe with me today that the Lord can give you a new heart through His Spirit and His transforming power. As we think about this passage impacting our lives, we can know that the Spirit affirmed in Saul's life God's presence with him, and we pray for that same affirmation, that we will sense the Spirit of God with us. We also see that the Spirit of God is equipping Saul, and we pray that God would equip us for the work of ministry as well. And then we see the presence and the power of God with Saul in this moment. And I just pray over you, my brothers and sisters, that His power and presence would be palpable today. We don't want to forget Missions Monday, though. Our mission partner that we want to highlight is Faith Church. And this is a local congregation located in Midfield in the old Fairfield Highlands Baptist Church. And through our church's shared partnership with the BMBA, which is the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association, we are glad to come alongside them and support their missions and ministry. On the third Saturday of each month, they have something called the Leaf Food Pantry, and Mount Brook Baptist gets to go and be a part of that. Also, we host the Faith Church at the Living Nativity and Sharpen Up Breakfast and other things. To learn more about our partnership, reach out to Baker Crow, who is really spearheading this effort for us to have a sister congregation that we encourage mutually in the faith. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for your Spirit that dwells with us, changing our hearts. We pray for our ministry partner, Faith Church. We ask, Lord, your blessings upon all of their ministries, but especially the Leaf Food Pantry. Thank you for all who go from our congregation and theirs to work, to minister, to be your hands and feet. Would you bless their efforts, Lord? Father, as they continue to be a light in Midfield, would you make your gospel glorious to the congregation and to the community around them? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.